Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You are a slut pig!
Hey y'all, I'm Christian Gray Snow, and this is the Slut Pig Podcast, a podcast from The Dip. And today, we are venturing to the land of doo-doo nails and diamonds. I am recapping this week's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills episode with meme queen and Housewives superfan, Lucy on the Ground. Y'all already know, small talk is like small dicks, and we don't want none of that, so let's go. All right, everybody, today's guest is the go-to gal on Instagram for all things rom-coms and the Great British Bake Off. Plus, she's a longtime veteran Housewives viewer who I know carries many Housewives opinions with her, like Bethany carries skinny girl products to place in the background of every Roni scene, okay? Everyone, please welcome to the Slut Pig Podcast, Lucy on the Ground. Hi, Lucy.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Oh my God, thank you for joining me. So, all right, well, before we jump into Housewives, like, I like to get to know, you know, a little bit about the faces behind some of our favorite Bravo accounts. So, but you venture way out of Bravo. You know, I'm very limited to Housewives and my coverage, but you know, you offer the people a little bit of everything.
Don't sell yourself short. You're Selena too. I go to you for all my Selena news.
Okay, there we go. I appreciate that. Honored. So I know in pop culture, this has been an exhausting week for you. Is that correct?
Like, is this where we're starting? Is this where, like, how much time do we have? Because
yeah, so
the last 24 hours.
Give me the top two, like, mind fucks of the week for you.
Well, I feel like Jennifer Lawrence would have been the mind fuck, but it came so late that I was like, okay, yay, J-Law. Like, I love J-Law. And I was expecting that. Not that you should expect someone to say they're pregnant, but I was just like, this is, the Kylie video was emotional.
Oh,
that,
my
even
God.
Though we
oh,
knew.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah.
Morgan Stewart really got me. Jason Kennedy and Lauren Scruggs, like, they've been trying forever.
Oh, they're pregnant too? I didn't even know that.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I choose to believe that everyone wants the future Kylie baby endorsement. And so they, after following her baby announcement, they're like, you know what? Kylie baby's coming. Let me get up on this. I'm going to start talking about my baby. That's what I want.
It has to be the second wave of COVID too. Like, it's, remember the beginning of COVID, everyone was like, all right, we're trapped inside. Like, let's do it. But I don't remember this many in a week, let alone 24 hours.
Yeah. That's, I mean, literally, if I'm being honest, I hadn't even read about Jennifer Lawrence or Jason Kennedy and his wife. So you told me that right there. Okay. But we do need to talk about, cause I fucking love Stormy. She is going to be the best big sister of all time. I cannot wait. Thoughts. Go ahead.
I am so excited for Stormy to be a big sister. I feel like they're having a boy. I don't know why.
I feel
I like
do.
That's the clue. People were saying there was like blue on the shoes and Kylie, like everyone. I mean, I'm going to trust all the TikTokers now because they knew months ago that Kylie was pregnant. And I was like, no, let's not jump to conclusions. And here we are. And it was correct. Everything they predicted. So I feel like it's got to be a boy though. Like for Stormy's sake, she needs to be the only girl that, like, those Birkins are hers.
Absolutely. I want to watch her just like fuck up some little boy's life. You know what I'm saying? I want to watch her like at, like very much like Northwest energy, but you know what I'm saying?
Yes. I feel like she's sweeter than Northwest, but that's because Northwest came first and like she knows she's iconic. Like Stormy's watching Northwest and being like, okay, this is what you do. This is what you don't do. Like she's
Absolutely.
Very PR driven.
Absolutely, baby. I love it. I also want to know a little more about you. You live in Chicago, correct?
I'm in Chicago, yes.
Well, okay, so before we start talking about Beverly Hills, favorite housewife of all time. Who is your favorite housewife of all time? As we help the people get to know you more.
I feel like I would have always said Bethany. It's just a really, I just really, like, she's so quick. And I feel like it made the show, not to say it made the show, because I really don't like to give her, like, this much credit that we're like, we need Bethany to save us. It's like, no. We need some production to get their hands dirty and like
Period.
Figure shit out.
Period.
Like, figure your shit out.
Production relies only on these women instead of themselves. That's Roni's problem, but nobody wants to talk about that anyway.
Right. But I think Bethany, like, I like a Bethany who is so quick like that. Like, it just, it entertains me like a side, like, her whole testimonials were side characters.
Yeah.
That I just, I needed her feedback. I really love Kyle, and I feel like I've liked her so much more this season because of the behind the scenes. Like, Kathy has given her so much more. Like, I was like, okay, it's Kyle. Like, she's still, like, Kyle's never going anywhere. Andy's never getting rid of Kyle.
Yeah.
And this season, I'm like, okay, Kyle. Like, I don't know. There's something, she's a little, like, sniper from the side right now, but I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying
it. But clean. And not, yeah, clean.
Keeping the hands clean.
Yes.
She's, yeah. So I feel like I love a Kyle. I loved an Eileen Davidson. I stopped him by.
Oh!
I know.
My four-flex queen. I love her so much.
But not like she's, I am very much, and I've said this before, I stand by. There are leading actresses and they're supporting, and you need both in a movie. You need both in Housewives.
Yes.
Eileen does not need, New York did too many leading ladies and they're fighting for the camera and they don't even have a story. Like, Tinsley was like, sure, I'm here. Like, I'm not dying on the hill of Tinsley, but I like Tinsley. You need the supporting people that just like
Tinsley's
pop in,
role
give you
was needed. Yes.
Needed. You need Beverly Hills. We have a lot of personality, but I feel like even Crystal, she's like, okay, I'm here. Kathy, I'm here. But she's carrying like so many scenes. Lisa's even this season, like giving me like popping in, popping out. Like,
yeah.
You need the second level. They can still win an Emmy. You can still win the award.
Absolutely.
So, take the role. Eileen wins every
Eileen
season.
Eileen was on Watch What Happens Live this weekend. Like, even watching her talk, like just watching her reaction to everything on mm-hmm. Beverly Hills, it's like she offers such a sound breakdown
yes.
of it. And but like also I would, you know, she said like I didn't really like the way that Rinna went after Denise, but she's also like, I don't think that she's wrong for not going after Erica. That's like, she answered the question and didn't speak in favor of either person, but also didn't shit on either person. I was like, that is skill right there. You know what I'm saying?
It's very skilled. She did yes. not get her hands dirty, but she very much, she even said like, oh, I agree with Garcelle that it's clicky. And I was like, oh, thank you, because it is, because these women have known each other a lot longer. Camille was like, oh, they did that to me too. I'm like, Camille, you took your dress off on the soundstage.
Also, like Camille, you don't get to talk no. about being left out of the group when you were part of the original group. You were like, come on now. Well, also, quick, back to personal life. You just got married. So I wanted to ask, what is married life like? Are you liking it?
I am liking it. It's definitely, I mean, I was not meant to be a bride. So, like,
Why do you say that?
Because I'm not, first of all, I'm not type A in the sense of like organized, anything like that. I planned it all remotely pretty much, which was, that was my skill set. That was what I loved. I was like, oh God, everything. I was like, COVID, can't do it. COVID, don't have a dress. Like that's, I kind of used that excuse, but
okay, yeah.
It's so unnecessary stress that like you know you shouldn't be stressing about what you're stressing about. And at the end, like my mom and I were like hanging up on each other, and we are not like that by the end. my husband now is like, oh my God. And by the week of, we were both like, oh, it's going too fast. Oh my God, it's almost over. He's like, it better be over. You two have been monsters.
All this hard ass work for like a few hours of pleasure and magic. Isn't that crazy?
The money. Oh my God. Like we said, if we divorce, like, don't worry. It's like, it's because of us and I won't marry someone else.
Ever. I love it. Well, I had to know, you know, I just had to ask by chance, did you happen to wear a Dorit by Nectaria gown down the
no,
aisle?
No, Real Moms, I think Real Moms, they are pretty much my always like trying to make me profit off this account. I'm always like, I don't know how. And they're like, okay, we're going to message Dorit. I believe they messaged Dorit for me, or at least like tagging on the comments being like, she needs a dress. She never responded.
Rude.
I know, but I had a good dress. I was very happy with my dress.
You look beautiful. I saw all the pictures with Maggie and Real Moms, and it looked like a party too. And the video of Real Moms of her dancing up there, shaking her ass, I was laughing my fucking ass off. We've caught up on life. We've caught up on wedding dresses. We've caught up on Lucy's favorites, her non-favorites. So we're going to talk about Beverly Hills. We kick off this week. We're wrapping up the dinner party at Kathy's, which was branded by producers as the Dinner Party from Hell Part 2. That was the episode name. Listen, it was a good episode. I'm not sure it was deserving of that title. So I was thinking about this. I saw a couple other people felt the same way. I wanted to see how you felt about it. Do you think that was a stretch or no?
I thought it was a stretch. I thought, like, I don't know, that scene, to go, what, 12 seasons or whatever of not saying that again, like, they could have used it on other franchises, everything. There are definitely dinners we've had that have been tough in Beverly Hills. I thought the first episode, I don't know, if they maybe put it all in one episode, yes. But to chop it, like, that was Dinner Party from Hell Part 2, and then the last, like, the first 10 minutes of this episode, I was like, that would have all one episode, I would have been like, what the hell's going on? I was more, I don't know, I can't remember my mindset when I watched the first Dinner Party from Hell the first time. I mean, I was way younger and, like, thought this is how you just lived life, probably. And I'm like, oh, no, these women are insane. This is not what happens when you turn 50. But I don't know. Like, I think they jumped the gun a little on it. Or if they'd done it all in one episode, I could have gotten behind the name a lot more. But it was a bold move, and I think it hyped us all up. I think it was still really good.
Yeah.
I think we were expecting even more.
But do you agree, though, that I think the title got us a little too hyped up? But because of, like, how much we respect that title, I was like, look, like, I'm not saying that the episode wasn't phenomenal, but I almost would have liked it more had they not gotten my hopes up like that going into it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this week, you know, we hear Erica and Sutton, they're still going at it. Erica says,
would you like to get sued?
As someone who really wants things to work out for Erica, I'm going to need her to bite the tongue, baby. And look, I'm a Cancer, so it's hard when I say this all the time about Erica. I get her lashing out. Like, she sits there and takes it and takes it, and then it's just like she crosses the line. I'm the same way. But the way that she spoke to Sutton, it is hard. It's hard to watch, you know. So, in your opinion, warranted? The way Erica's speaking to Sutton, warranted or out of line? What's your take?
I mean, not warranted. Sutton, for me, has, like, I've had a hard road with Sutton. Like her as a housewife. I think it worked. But, like, the always running off and crying, and, like, it's a lot for me to, like, then she does that. And I understand. I mean, she was threatened, whatever. Like, that was a threat. It was a promise, whatever. I would have been like, what the fuck? Like, I don't want to be involved in this.
Yeah.
But they all used Sutton. They were definitely all, like, standing behind her. Say it. Say what you said. We all are kind of thinking it. I don't know. Like, Erica, I think it's because I really do think, and I don't think she's handling the show. I can't tell what she's handling well and what she's not. I do think she's using it to get the certain
her
narrative.
Story out. Yeah.
And then social media is a goddamn mess. But I do think that she can't outright say anything. She can't say, yes, the victims deserve the money. Yes, that, like, because then she's implicating that it happened. It's not well how she's handling it, but I do think it's bottling, because she's like, don't you think I want to fucking say something? And Sutton's like, I have questions. And she's like, yeah, fucking attorneys have questions too. Like, I have to answer those.
She's like, bitch, I have questions. Yeah. I have questions about your questions. You know, like.
So I don't know why she filmed. That's where I get, like, is the filming because she's innocent. So I go back and forth. It's a mess. And she's making it worse. And Eileen said that last night. And Camille was very smart. She's like, if you were in the middle of that, and PK, that's what it was, PK, the public opinion piece in a lawsuit, you're not helping your case. And I don't know how she doesn't see it or her lawyers don't see it.
Yeah. I mean, I think in her eyes, in a weird way, her crazy social media behavior leads me to believe that she is innocent. Because why in God's name would you act like that if you knew, you know what I'm saying? I think it speaks to her innocence because she's unraveling because, I mean, I would go crazy too if I knew and believed in my heart of hearts of hearts that I had done nothing wrong, but the entire world was against me and saying I was. I would lash out too, and I would, you know what I'm saying? So I don't think she's thinking clearly. All right, everybody, we're going to take a quick break, and then it's back with more Real Housewives of Beverly Hills banter. Stay tuned. Has this ever happened to you? You need to see a doctor, you search, you find one that looks good, you wait on hold to book an appointment, of course you rearrange your schedule, and then you finally go in and find out the doctor doesn't even take your insurance. Ugh! But there's a solution, y'all. Just download the free ZocDoc app. It's the easiest way to find a great doctor and instantly book an appointment. With ZocDoc, you can search for local doctors who take your insurance, you can read patient reviews and book an appointment in person or through a video chat. You never have to wait on hold with a receptionist ever again. Whether you need a primary care physician, a dentist, dermatologist, psychiatrist, eye doctor, or any other specialist, ZocDoc has you covered. ZocDoc is here to make healthcare easy for you. And now is the time to prioritize your health. All you gotta do is go to ZocDoc.com/slutpig and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free and book a top-rated doctor now. And did you know many are available as soon as today? That's ZocDoc.com/slutpig. Go to ZocDoc.com and download the free app now. I love Sutton. But, you know, like she said to Kyle, I'm ready to have a hardcore conversation with Erica. Those were her exact words.
Yes.
And what's annoying me about social media is like, look, I'm not trying to take Sutton's flowers from her by any means. In fact, I even had an episode title that Sutton and Garcelle have earned their damn diamonds this season, because they have. But this is my problem. People gas Sutton up. Yes, she says things to Erica. But I want you to match that tone to Erica's face that you have behind her back, because it's two totally different tones. And I think that the pressure that the women are applying to her is coming from that. And it's like, look, yeah, you can say things, but the way in which you're talking to her is completely different in the way in which you talk about her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't know. And then I think that, you know, she finally gets to, you know, things get a little heated and then she leaves, you know, and we've noticed that. Like, she left Kathy's dinner later on in this episode. She almost leaves Kyle, you know, at the expensive rich person store because Kyle was getting on her nerves. So I would like, all right, what is your opinion on like a housewife leaving? Because like, I respect knowing your limits and your boundaries 100%, but I'm also like, you signed up to stand in a hot kitchen. Like the kitchen, when the kitchen's getting hot, you can't run, you know? So do you think Sutton should have bounced that night? Was it time for her to go, or should she have stayed there and said more to Erica?
I think they're gassing her up. And I think Sutton cannot, Erica is not going to individually show up to filming with only Sutton. So like, I feel like in any other kind of fight, you would have like, you're just the two of us, which I think Sutton wants to like privately, like not at a dinner, say this stuff and like,
okay,
let's hash it out. I have said this, like, okay, but they have to do it in front of everyone. Cause Erica's like, no, I know what you want from me. I cannot like mentally, legally, who knows? Like, she's not going to do it. So I do think then Sutton, like, they all know that it has to happen right now. They all are like, and they're all trying to stay on Erica's good side. I mean, the fact that there's like an article out that Erica's not speaking to Kyle and they're filming this week. Like, what, Erica, who knows what this filming is going to be? Because I feel like there's so many testimonials. And Lisa Rinna has really been the only one in testimonials that is just like, I feel for her.
She has, like, stood by Erica full-fledged.
She has. I think because the Force 5 have nuggets on everyone. The 5 have exchanged things, and we have a pact that we aren't going to bring up the husband. We're not going to bring up that Teddy's all in, whatever. Like, she's only here because of John Mellencamp. It's when LVP brought the magazines. Like, Kyle, even the Mauricio rumors are always there. I refuse to believe them. I will not.
Ever.
Like, but I, ever.
Ever.
Ever, ever, ever. You stay away from Kyle, her family, her dogs.
I actually, even though the hundreds of divorces I've witnessed in my life, I still believe in marriage. If something ever happened to Kyle and Mauricio, done. All of it. I'll never, ever get married.
That is a top one. Like, the amount, Jen and Brad, all these things.
Now, I would have to go to therapy for that. It would kill me. Oh, my God.
That is definitely number one on the list.
Yes.
I would say.
So, you think that, like, you get why Sutton's frustrated, because she's trying to do her job. Erica's not letting her, not giving her what she wants, but Erica's also limited.
She said, though, too, and I kind of was like, is that a reach? Is it not? I don't know, because I've not been in that situation. But when she said about her husband, and she's been so quiet for so long, and now these women are pushing her to say something, and she's like, no, I'm going to say it in my own time. Like, I think whatever marriage she was in, it makes her very meek. Like, Kyle's right. In situations, she suddenly is, like, bowing down to Erica, and I do think Erica thrives on that. I think when Teddy, like, sat there and took it, I think, like, she
don't you ever fucking do that to me again.
She takes the quieter women, and she, that's kind of, I am like, why aren't they using the word bully? Like, that's ridiculous. They need to be. Like, Erica has been multiple times. But even Eileen said on Watch What Happens Live, they're like, I think Erica, like, how much has she bottled up over the years and what's been going on at home? I don't think Sutton deserved that. I don't. And Kyle said she can't sue you for say she's not going to sue you for that. But I think Sutton doesn't like to be disliked too. Like, she doesn't like conflict. So she's not a housewife like that. She's asking the right questions. But the conflict is like, whoa. I want to get there myself. I want to ease into this. So it's not a fight. But Erica's like, no, screw you. Like, you've said this. Kyle's like, I was there. I want Erica to know. I heard it. Like, yeah. I probably nodded my head. Like Kyle has been like with Sutton, like shooting her
you
on.
You know what? I just decided. I think we should call it now. Sutton's definitely going to walk off the reunion set at some point. 100%. Yeah. Like, because her first reunion was virtual and she was only a friend. And so her being trapped in that space, in that studio, and the only place she can walk away to collect her thoughts will be her dressing room, abso-fucking-lutely, she's going to bounce at one point, I think.
Or I could see that Sutton has, like, sat with her roller and, like, a therapist or, like, a motivational coach, and she has gone through, like, she could show up with notes. She's like, no, this is what I said. I did not say I didn't believe you, or I didn't say this. I said this doesn't add up because of this. Or she'll have all of Erica's different conflicting things. And she's like, watch my back. I stand by it more. Because they're also only seeing so much.
Yeah.
And, like, they really have been together as a group. The only split-offs have really been, like, small, like, Crystal, Kathy, Garcelle, and Erica. Like, there's pretty much everyone is together this season.
I think that's why it's been a good season. That's why
I think so, too.
That's why it thrives. Yes, absolutely. All right, so let's fast forward to Garcelle's event. She is hosting all the women at her house for some Haitian cuisine. I couldn't help but think of one thing whenever... So Rena was the first one to arrive. Rena is always the first one to arrive. And I have a theory. I think she's just nosy and wants to see people's houses. And she's like, if I arrive 10 minutes early, it's just enough time where they're, like, still getting situated. They're like, oh, she's fine. She gets to check out everything with no interruption. She's like, these bitches are rich. She's not rich. She's rich. Like, that's cute. That's not cute. I love it, you know?
I would have been at Kathy Hilton's front door 30 minutes early, especially because, like, some of the women have already been in. Like, some know. Lisa Rinna has not been over there. Like, Lisa Rinna is not in the circle. So she was like, I'm coming. I'm going to introduce myself to the butler.
I'm going 30 minutes early for Sue, if nothing else. Okay?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes. That dog. Dog was...
So Rinna was talking about... She's talking to the chef, and they're talking about some of the things that they're going to be having on the menu that night. And Rena's like, you know, I didn't really grow up in a fish family. She's like, but when it comes to, you know, dinner tonight, I'm going to try everything.
Because I don't normally eat a lot of fish, but I may be in a taco. I didn't grow up in a fish family, so I don't like fish. I'm excited.
And I couldn't help but think about, I don't know why, the scene where Ramona, like, low-key tried to kill Bethany and gave her seafood.
Oh, my God.
Is something fish? There's fish in that soup. Is there fish in that soup?
What are in the bowls?
Fish soup.
Oh, fish soup. Okay. I forgot. Bethany's allergic to fish. Oops. There is fish in this soup.
I'm itching.
I forgot that. I, like, obviously blocked that out of my memory because I find that very traumatizing. There was something else happening there. I do think
that was
you are
so
correct.
Dark.
Low-key tried to kill Bethany. Like, she was like, haha, power move. And Bethany's like, no, not a power move.
And literally in her confessional, she goes, oops. A little throwback for y'all. Anyway, so Dorit asked Garcelle you know, once they sit down and they're enjoying their meal, Dorit asks Garcelle if the flowers along the wall that she's using for decor are typical in Haiti. Garcelle's like, nah, girl, I was just trying to create like a tropical vibe. You know, it's not really like that serious. Kyle chimes in to tell Dorit.
Not a talking about the orchids.
Dorit may have been a little quiet this season, but when she's talking, she's fired up. You know what I mean? Like,
what did she say last night that was so, like, how many languages are you going to tell me to shut up in or something? And, like, it was very, like, I feel like she's quicker than we give her credit for.
Yes.
I'm confused by her character. Like, it is, I do think, like, and I think it was Holla Back Cards posted today, and I was like, oh, like, you're so right. She's like, I really hope we don't have to refer back to this PK Dorit clip of them analyzing the Erica stuff because they're legal issues. Like, I honestly think Dorit is, like, hanging back a little, like, sure, I know about bankruptcy. Sure, I know about lawsuits.
Remember when she's like, the forensic analysis? She's like, they go real deep. Real deep.
Around a pool. Like, we all never saw that. Like, and that's something that they all didn't bring up. Like, they're not going to touch it. And Camille said she on Watch What Happens Live, she's like, yeah, I got dragged for bringing up her finances, but here we are. Like, give us answers, Erica. So, I don't know. I think Dorit, I feel like they could keep this cast easy.
Say, like, I hope they do.
I do too.
Yeah, and I think even just, like, if COVID restrictions are, like, if they were able to pull off this season in the height of COVID, once COVID restrictions are lighter in California and maybe, like, internationally, we can get these girls out on the road and get them, you know, traveling and stuff. Like, on the, this is good. This cast is magic. I really, really feel that way. And they're stacked. I mean, they got 7 full-time housewives and plus Kathy. I mean, if they did anything, they would just need to add in another occasional friend. But I really think that we're good as is. So back to PK and Dorit. You know, PK really was the voice of reason in this week's episode. You know, he and Dorit had a chat, and basically he said there's a lot more Erica could be saying that she's not saying. And for me, this was interesting, and we kind of hit on this earlier, because one of my defenses of Erica this entire time is that she has to be legally limited as to what she can say. Like, I don't even know. I'm surprised that the actual word victims came out of her mouth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. PK seems to believe that not only can she be saying these things, but she should. Do you agree? Am I crazy in thinking that she probably shouldn't say the word victim? Like, I don't know. What do you think about that? I'm not a legal person, so I don't know.
No, me either. I'll say that first.
I am Phaedra Parks Esquire, okay?
I am no Sutton Strack. Like, she's coming in here with, yeah. Like, there are some women this season who I'm like, okay, we know a lot about lawsuits. And then they sat at the table. They were like, we've all been sued. Like, you know how it goes. Like, I'm like,
that's
okay.
Not said at my friend group dinners. It's not.
No, but I guess when you accidentally or secretly own a baseball team, like, you're like, okay, it happens. But yeah, I wouldn't think you would be saying this stuff. That's where I get when the decision to film is where I'm like, okay, that makes me think innocent, because, or it could be she's controlling a narrative. And then the Garcelle stuff, when production allegedly, like, made Garcelle ask it on camera, it's like, okay, she doesn't want to be connected to that. She spoke to Tom. Like, because that comes back, that they aren't separated. They haven't, or they're separated. But, like, I think there's a lot of, I think she's distancing herself from Tom. I do think it could have, a little of this is, like, they knew it was coming. Something was coming. And Tom was like, go. Like, I can't tell you much. Like, get out.
He's like, I got, like, 5 good summers left at most. I'm okay. You know, you got plenty.
Uh-huh.
Run, baby. Run for the fucking hills. Yeah.
Yeah. I do think, and the dementia thing, like, my grandma just had dementia, like, and it is so quick. So
I'm sorry, by the way. That's so sad.
No, it's terrible. And I think Crystal, they've really cut some of Crystal's scenes that I think people could really relate to her more. Some of the mm-hmm. extra,
yeah.
And she's been really talking about how quick it is. And Erica leaving him, some people are like, well, that's, why would you leave him at this time? But then she's saying he's ignoring it. But then there's a lot of stories conflicting. And so yeah. I do think he could have had dementia, but we don't know when it started. Like, and so then it's connected to a car crash 3 years ago. But then he's, next week we're hearing about another car crash. Like,
I cannot.
A burglar? Where are the It took
Bravo social media and Bravo content creators weeks to recover from the first car wreck story. I cannot do this again.
And this is post him being like eyes on him all the time. Like the legal stuff is out. So there is still not another Tom crashed his car story in the news or a burglar. Is that what the black eye is going to be?
So
like he had that black eye.
I'm wondering if she's telling Kyle a story that was told to her. I don't know if she's telling Kyle a story. Who knows?
She's telling a story.
For her sake? Yeah, she's telling it some kind of story, ain't it?
And her son comes over. Like, she doesn't mention her son. And her son is a police officer, had to come help him.
I'm going to need her son to roll up.
I'm gonna need him
to be at the reunion to tell Sutton to back up. Like, that's what we need.
And that's where Erica, I do feel like, yes, she's getting pieces of things and she can't be in contact with Tom, but she might be a little bit. And Tom has been slacking for years, but no one stopped him. And he crashed and he didn't crash. And the neck broke and the foot broke. Like, it's a lot of, she's not helping herself, which I think is what filming was meant to do. And that's where I start questioning her again, because I don't know. I don't think legally she can talk about a lot of things, but the things she is talking about, they're not the same. They're not even the same puzzle. Like there are pieces from different, like
I got one puzzle in the bedroom and I got one puzzle in the living room. And I'm trying to make them both work. Yeah.
They are not going to work.
Well, what I also loved was whenever it was kind of like a very human side of PK when he was talking about like the PR, like crisis management. And he's like, you know, Erica could really use this as a chance to change everything that she does. Like, use this as a chance to get a right message out. Use this as a chance to send empathy. Use your platform to share positive emotion and, you know, with what's going on.
Yeah, but she also needs to protect her long-term reputation. If I was brought in as crisis management, I would say to her, it's a rechange of brand. The greatest artists in the world do that. Nobody stays in a certain space. And when circumstances change, you really have to change.
But what I think is, I think that Erica needs to hire PK for her fucking all her public relations needs going forward, because it seems to me like he's got a better understanding of it than she does. You know what I'm saying? And a better outlook, in my opinion.
Yeah, I thought so too. And I did think, though, Dorit said, again, something smart when she was like, I think she leaned into the wrong persona. Like, she went for Erica Jane, and it's like she's using that. And again, like, she's modeling the lingerie, and that's the only income she's got left at this point.
She lost that. Rihanna dropped her. Yeah.
That might have been a different. I think she lost both. I think they're two different lingerie things. But like, whatever it is, because this was like provocateur or something. It wasn't Fenty. I don't know.
Okay.
She lost it all. She lost it all. Whatever it is, and it's just like, I think she's right that she's attacking and she's tweeting and and also stop retweeting Michael Rapaport. Like, not the hill any of us want to die on. Like, this is not a man who is
like, I get it, we love supporters, but sometimes, you know, we can let our supporters support without talking about it. You know what I'm saying?
Distance yourself from that particular one. Like,
send him a private DM. You know what I'm saying?
Keep that one locked. Yeah, I just think she's egging people on.
Yeah.
And Dorit's right. It's egging people on. And again, I'm like, what scenario in her head does that help? Like, what endpoint is she going to that she was like, ah, yes, that'll get me there? Or
yeah,
like
what was the goal here? I really don't know. Yeah. Okay, so I always like to rate the episodes at the end. So out of 10 diamonds, how many diamonds would you give this episode?
6 or 7.
Okay, I'm giving it a 6. It was okay. There wasn't much laughter. There was not enough Kathy in this episode by any fucking means. It was
Except for the souffle. She was worried about the souffle.
She's like, God damn it, if my souffle is ruined, I'm kicking all y'all's asses out of here. But yeah, it definitely was a filler episode, but I'm excited for next week for 3 reasons. Number 1, Kathy is back. And we get to learn about her and Sue's little secret form of communication.
Sue and I communicate with each other.
Oh. Number 2, PK continues to share his thoughts on Erica's legal case. And it seems our boy Mauricio is chiming in too.
What you're suggesting then is that Erica's not telling the truth.
No, I'm suggesting she's been in a controlling marriage for 20 years and she's still being controlled. There's lies all over the place.
And last but not least, we have another insane Erica slash Tom story to hear and digest. It's like, I just don't.
How did I already forget? I blocked it out.
Tom's house was broken into and he confronted the burglar and then had to go have eye surgery. And then my son had to go over to help. And then he rolled his car 5 times on the way home. Yeah, I'm under a lot of stress.
Wait, what?
Wait, so how many episodes are left? Where are we at, like, in the season? I'm just curious because, like, we're filming the reunion this week, which feels, I feel like Andy has to be, like, I don't know, taking melatonin, like, Xanax. Like, this is going to be hard.
So this is going to be the most brutal reunion they've ever had. Yeah. It looks like next week is episode 17. So maybe we're 16 weeks in. So we'll probably have 18 episodes plus 3 reunions. So we probably have like 2 or 3 weeks left. Plus,
that makes sense with all
they could have a 4-part reunion. I think it's going to be, there's so much to discuss. Like, I don't even know.
But it depends on how much Erica gives, because it really is all Erica. Like, there's an episode maybe total of everyone else's shit added up. Yeah. And then it's Erica.
Well, and it's weird because as everyone's listening to this, they're filming it. Like, when this comes out, they will be filming it. And they're filming it right down the street from where I'm recording this. If I didn't want to look like a creep, I would fucking drive by. But
we need to know their looks.
That's all I want to know is what they're fucking wearing. I want to know, what's the theme? You know, you want to know what I'm kind of hoping for? The last reunion that OC had, where it was like the dark stage and they all wore like burgundy and black and white. I kind of hope for a dark, like dramatic theme like that for Beverly Hills.
I don't need brightness.
Well, we've had a lot of neons and stuff. And so I think it would just be a difference from anything they've had. And it's been such a dramatic season. Like I wish that they would film it like at nighttime on like a Hollywood mansion, like overlooking the hills. You know what I'm saying? Like dramatic, you know? So who do you think's going to be seated next to Andy?
I was just going to ask you that. So I personally, like, at this point, I am one for tradition, and I do think Kyle still sits next to Andy.
Amen.
Right-hand side, like, looking at the stage. Like,
in fact, she gets to pick which side she wants. She gets right or whatever she wants.
Yeah, she might change it up. Like, I feel like it just, you just, I don't know. I don't need Sutton there. I don't need, like, Garcelle. I think Garcelle moves up. She's had a really big season. I would love to have Kyle Kathy. Like, I just love the idea of that. But I wonder if Kathy, like, I know she's a friend of. I really think she's been in pretty much all of it.
She's been in everything,
I would like her to just stay on stage. I think Kathy's going to be like, no, I'm leaving.
Kathy's not doing anything for 12 hours, period.
No, and legally, she's like, no, I'm a Hilton. I'm not kidding. Like, I did the dinner. There you go.
Yeah.
I think it has to be Erica on his other side. I just don't think, unless Erica is like, no, but I don't know how. I think Dorit and Rinna on the ends. And I think the only issue is, like, where do you put Sutton? I guess you could put Crystal on Erica's couch. You'd put Lisa. Yeah. Lisa might have to be by Erica. And Garcelle, Sutton across from her on Kyle's couch. And Kathy might have to be on the end. There's a lot. And Dorit. Dorit's on the end. I think Lisa should be on the end, but she'll probably be next to Erica for like...
I think Rinna and Erica. I think it'll be... So from end of couch, I think it'll be Crystal, probably maybe Dorit, Rinna, Erica, Andy, Kyle, Sutton, Garcelle, Kathy.
I think that's what I think. I think those are the couches. I think you could swap like the middle two of each. Like, well, not Dorit, but like Dorit could go down and Crystal could go up and Sutton and Garcelle could swap.
Yeah.
But I think Sutton stays forward. Yeah.
The rumors of Erica coming for Kyle, it's like, I've stood by Erica as long as I can, but there's no quicker way for me to drop your ass than you to come for my girl. Sorry.
No.
Do not come for my OGs. I do not take it well. I don't take
and
it
I
well.
And I would. No, I know. I know you don't. I know you don't. I know you personally do not. I don't as well. Not. But like, you can't handle it. I feel like the fans are going to expect a lot from Kyle at the reunion because she said a lot off camera. I think Erica's heard a lot from all of them now and behind the scenes. Dorit's talked. Like, Erica's definitely over Dorit. Crystal stood by Erica a lot more.
She did.
Okay, like random. I don't know. I love Crystal, and I know a lot of people don't.
I don't get that. She's like real Beverly Hills. Like she is Beverly Hills, you know?
I don't see her coming back personally for her own choices. I think she will. She has gotten so much hate in the DMs she posts, just like racist DMs. Like, I feel like she'll want her privacy back. And she's like, that was fun. I think the reunion could be interesting. She keeps saying, I'll think about it after the reunion. We'll talk after the reunion. Like,
and
this
God
is going
knows
to be the
she doesn't
grating.
Need the money. You know, I mean.
No! I love Crystal. And I think I really enjoy her. And I don't think she's supposed to be like people who are like, she seems catty. She's a mean girl. I'm like, oh, mean girls. Like, what do you, like, you want Erica to stay? Like, I don't know.
What kind of cattiness? I love cattiness. Hello. Whenever she's like, when she's like, I've never seen Sutton at the country club. I was like, yes, yes.
At the country club? Are you joking? Like
I love Sutton, but that was great, you know?
Yeah. Because Sutton probably would say the same thing. Like, there's definitely, they are all uppity in Beverly Hills. And that's why I think this season is so good, because it's not as many actresses as it has been.
I
agree. It's balanced. And it's a lot of, Kathy and Crystal are high up. Like, they are entertaining people.
Oh,
they
yeah.
are bringing off their, Baccarat or whatever candlesticks to really show the room.
Yeah, I mean, they're literally spending my annual income on, like, a dinner. Like, it's
a dinner for six. Caviar pies.
Like, what the fuck? Oh, my God. All right. Well, before we go, we're going to play our game that we always play here with all of our guests. It's our Rapid Fire Housewives Questions game. But for the first time, I thought we could switch it up. So since you just tied the knot, I was like, we're going to make it the Rapid Fire Housewives Questions game, but a wedding edition. Is that okay?
Ooh, yeah.
All right. So we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, and we're going to get through as many of these questions as we can. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Housewife who you think would be the most supportive maid of honor. Go.
Kyle. But okay. She wasn't to Camille.
Housewife you'd choose to plan your bachelorette trip.
Oh, bachelorette? Oh, God. I don't know. I want to say Kyle again. Like, I feel like money-wise.
I'm giving you Vicky, queen of woohoo.
We'd be going to Mexico. Okay.
Housewife you'd trust to cater your reception.
Crystal.
Love it. Housewife or house husband you would hire to be your stripper.
Oh, Mauricio or Eddie.
Yes. Housewife you'd take dress shopping with you.
Oh, who has good taste? Oh, what about Giselle? I go on another thing after, but I'd like to see what Giselle picked out for me
Just for fun. That's so funny. Which housewife's home would you take a honeymoon in?
A honeymoon home. Who has the most home? I mean, Erica's got a lot of homes too. Kathy Hilton.
There
She's
you
got
go.
Places to go. Yeah.
And housewife, you're telling security to not let in.
Sutton.
Oh, Lord. She might be coming and asking questions.
I'd want a gift from Sutton, but I feel like she'd get emotional at something, and I just don't need that. I went very Beverly Hills. I feel like there were so many others that I could have, but I was very Beverly Hills heavy.
I love it. All right. Well, before we go, in honor of the namesake of my podcast and the iconic insult that Kim Richards threw towards Brandi Glanville in season 2, give me your best rendition of You Are a Slut Pig.
You are a slut pig.
Iconic. That's Lucy on the ground, everybody. Lucy, thank you so much for joining me. Y'all be sure to go follow her on Instagram at Lucy on the ground. And if you're ever in Chicago, go hit your girl up. All right, everybody, that's all for this week's episode. Thank you so much to Lucy on the ground for joining me. And thank you all so much for joining me as well. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you love this podcast. Also, check out thedip.com to get connected to all kinds of TV fans just like you, okay? And use Slut Pig to get 20% off your membership. That's thedip.com, D-I-P-P.com. And y'all, your girl is still on Instagram trying to get her followers back after getting hacked and losing everybody. So come join me for all the memes and the mess and the good times at Christian Gray Snow with an underscore at the end. And until next week, pesos.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.